Good evening, everyone. This is Kenji from Asheville on a very auspicious May 7th, 2020. So apparently, the Wesak Festival in the Himalayas is today on the super full moon, which is our last super full moon of the year, I understand. So we're going to have all this wonderful energy for this planetary call today. Planetary Light Meditation number 3. Which is going to piggyback on Planetary Light Meditation 1 and 2, plus the planetary transmission we did also. All right, let's do a little review, and then we'll get right into it. Fasten your seatbelts, because this is going to be a supersonic ride. We're going to focus a bit on clearing s'more and conscious blocks to manifesting your new reality, of which this particular world situation we're in right now, the positive side is that you get to create the kind of world you want to wake up into when this is all over. And hopefully it won't last too much longer, but you never know, so be prepared for any extended conditions here on planet Earth. As you all know, we're moving through the great photon belt shift. Now, how long this photon belt's going to be in Earth's orbit? It will be for a while. This is actually technically pure energy from Source that's moving through our orbit in this part of the galaxy, solar system, and universe. So again, very auspicious. This photon belt began to approach our orbit around mid to late 1990s. So it's been here for a while. So during this time of having to stay home, lots of stuff has come up for you guys, huh? Real good stuff and some stuff deep from your past, which is good. So you get to look at all that and change whatever is not fitting into your new timeline. Mostly, doubt has come up. And, of course, a challenge to trust. And this week also, perhaps unexpected emotional outbursts and or intense family situations, career situations, and, of course, money stuff. Now, remember, your past lives are surfacing, and they are usually reflected in your early childhood. So go back. This month is a good time to go back into your life and do a life review, so you don't have to do it when you make departure here. You can do it now. You can do your life review now. Also, some of you, if not many of you, are going through the dark night of the soul. And that is literally where you feel like you're in this space where you're all alone, in a sense. And your support has disappeared or has gone away for a bit. And that's so that you can really go within and tap into what is true for you. So we feel that today, this month, is a time for everyone to really know the truth of how they want to be in the world and to release any intellectual judgment patterns of right and wrong, in spite of the fact that the Earth is going through a deep cleansing, you know what I mean? It's going through a deep cleansing. of all the dysfunction that's been happening for a very long time on the planet. So again, now is the time to address all of that stuff that's coming up in neutrality. What are you going to do now, and where are you going? And some of you, if not many of you, are going through body stuff, more intense body stuff. Remember, your body is attempting to adjust to the shift. So perhaps hidden patterns within the organs of your body and the systems of your body are emerging. And if you go to traditional medicine, they may not have a clue as to what is going on. So you're going to have to tune in. Remember, we all need to stay clear of the collective fear and the confusion that's upon the planet. It's like a huge vortex. And if you get sucked into it, well, you know what that feels like, right? So maintain your distance in a sense. Hold that state of compassion. And again, you're going to be adjusting your sensitivity so as not to be overwhelmed. So many of you right now probably are overwhelmed by all of the intel and all of the fake news. In which case, it would be time to disengage from all of that. You're not going to miss anything energetically. How to maintain your space, stay grounded and focused, create your livelihood, and to be aware of all your many possibilities. Yeah, that's the challenge. Okay, we're also going to do some more planetary light work for the planet and for all those that are going through what appears to be intense suffering. Anxiety, stress, and those are choosing to leave the planet, those that have had enough, or those that don't want to go through the shift in a conscious way in their embodiment, are choosing to leave. So it's no mistake, no accidents, they are choosing to leave. And they could help on the other side. But I believe, though, that we can do the most in our bodies as opposed to the other side. Our embodiment can have great radiations of transformation that will affect all of life on the planet. All right, so these are the reminders for you. Okay. Let's all take a deep breath. Now make yourself comfortable. So it's very important now to relax the body primarily so we can really dive deep into this activation. So let's collect ourselves. Take a deep breath in and a deep breath out and begin to collect our focus from everywhere in the universe where it's been for the last, since the beginning of this year. Just bring yourself back to here and now. You are here, you are now, and you are. Now begin to breathe in this beautiful emerald green. That's a very balancing and healing vibration. Breathe it in from the center of the universe. Breathe it in from the heart of Gaia as you increase your grounding, especially for this activation. Align deep within the core of the Himalayas. Breathe it into that secret valley in the Himalayas where the Wesak festival occurs once a year, where the Buddha makes his appearance, the secret valley. Just allow your body to naturally align to those pristine energies in those beautiful mountains and in the lush valley. All right, you're going to invite your guardian angel, your spiritual guides above the fifth dimension. Your soul group. And let's invite your ancestors and family members to join us wherever they are. We're going to invite the heart of humanity into this activation. That is the soul of humanity. In all the beings of light that have gathered for tonight's activation, from the four corners of the universe, from the spiritual hierarchy, from the archangelic realms, from the fairy kingdom, from inner earth, Agartha, Telios, let's invite our sister planet Venus to join us, Sanat Kumara and company, and the Christ family, the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Light. Take that beautiful emerald green and breathe it all through your brain, your nervous system, your spinal column, especially direct it into the kidneys and adrenal glands and your spleen and your solar plexus. Holding the intention of raising your life force energy and also balancing and harmonizing the nervous system on all levels besides the physical. Breathe it through your chakra system, through the nadis and the meridians. And just simply let go of everything that's been happening this year. Let go of tribal consciousness, the chaos of the world, your intellect, your emotional body, your pain body. And release any energies that are not yours that you may have picked up this year. It may be in your energy field, your mind, your brain. Just let it all go on the out-breath. Relaxing forehead, eyelid muscles, your jaw, your fingers, your toes, your calves. Allow your body to go into suspended animation, so to speak, still retaining its life force energy. All right, let's activate the still point in your heart. Call forth the pillars of light for your room. Activate your four pillars of light to the next level. We're calling in the Council of 14 as you are calling in your council, your healing team. I'm going to ask your pets to receive. All right, let's take the focus now. We're going to receive a different vibration now. This is a beautiful cobalt blue. Breathe it directly into the throat chakra, activating the throat chakra to the next level in relationship to your ascension process. allow the thyroid to balance out, your awareness influences the health and function of your physical body. Breathe in the power to create the shift within your thyroid system to divine balance and harmony, metabolism, ideal weight, sleep patterns. Digestive system balance. Open up the throat chakra. Release the tension at the base of the skull. Deep breath. And bring awareness up into the center of the brain. We're going to activate different parts of your hemispheres. And to bring in more of a divine balance between both hemispheres, ideally focusing on whole brain functioning, whole hemispheric brain functioning, allow the pineal to activate to the next level, pituitary, thalamus, hypothalamus, medulla. Midbrain, frontal cortex, cerebellum, cerebrum, all of the different sections of your brain. Take it to the next level. Raising in frequency. Holding that cobalt blue vibration in your brain. Now, whatever is ready, whatever is up for review in your life emotionally and psychologically, move it into the cobalt blue. Allow the cobalt blue to embrace your unconscious. And this cobalt blue represents truth. Allow it to go deep into the unconscious, the subconscious. Bring your fears into this beautiful vibration. Whatever fears and anxieties that you're going through, your doubts, now receive the waterfall from God. It is likened unto a beautiful cascading waterfall of pure light that is cascading down in and around your body and your energy field and into the beautiful earth. Allow the traumas to be cleansed. Allow the memories to be cleansed. Allow the pain, the confusion, the doubt, the anxiety, any manner of stress. Feel the calm of this waterfall from Prime Source washing through your mind, all levels of your mind, in your emotional body, as well as your physical body. Bring it into your home. Allow your home to receive this whitewashing effect. Beautiful cleansing. ask your pets to receive this as well through the Archangel Ariel. Now we're going to bring up the violet from the Sacred Heart of the Earth through your feet. The violet fire. And this will be another level of emotional cleansing. Let it come up. Let it ascend through your body, around your body, all the way up past the space above your head towards the great central sun. If you feel any resistance, just take a joyfully deep breath, exhale and relax. Allow an uplifting effect. We are receiving support of the super full moon. Deeply magnetizing your emotional body and your past life memories and your early childhood memories. Allow everything to be uplifted through the violet. Lifting up the heaviness, both physically, emotionally, and psychically. Let it go all the way back to the great central sun. Let go of the pain, the distress. The frustration. The loneliness, the grief, the sense of powerlessness, and even hopelessness. Uplift it all the way up and out. Okay, take a deep breath or two. Keeping your hand chakras open. Allow your inner child to continue to receive the blessings. Okay, we're going to do one visualization, very important. Move your awareness through a golden arc of light into the oneness. Your guardian angel will watch over your body. Now, during this waterfall from God process, your light bodies will naturally begin to make some adjustments. So just allow that to occur. Now, from the eye of your soul, put yourself in your soul body. Put your awareness in your soul body, which is made up of light. And your soul body has a beautiful third eye and a heart. You're going to envision in the mind of God, which is your mind, symbolically a wall in the distance in front of you. And this wall represents a barrier, an unconscious barrier that has kept you from truly stepping forward in this time upon the earth in spite of all the chaos. To really step into your knowing, your power, your creativity, your next step. Now, I'm going to ask you to feel as this wall comes closer into your vision. Notice how big it is. Notice what it's made out of. Notice the color, the fabric, the texture. Smell it, touch it, taste it, see it, feel it, hear it. This wall represents one of your core unconscious blockages or resistance. We're going to ask you to go in front of this wall and to meditate with this wall. Sit in meditation and tune in to what this wall represents. And when you feel comfortable, merge with the consciousness of this wall and just allow go deeper into the essence of this symbology. Feel the lesson that this wall is teaching you. You may hear voices. You may see images. You may have feelings, sensations that are outside of this space-time continuum. Fully merge with the wall and allow it to teach you communicate breathe in the wisdom of this lesson. Breathe in the knowing. Become one with the wall. Bring it deep into your soul body. Make it a part of you now. Make it your friend. Okay, allow that to complete on its own in divine right timing. Now we're going to take a big shift here. Literally 360 degrees or 180 degrees. Bring your focus to the planet Earth. And imagine in the mind of God that you are visioning the Earth from deep within inner outer space. And you are feeling humanity. And you are feeling what's going on one level. This is the mainstream news level. Going to feel what's happening within the earth itself, within the earth, inner earth, as well as the surface of the earth. You're going to tune in to how nature is reacting, responding to this particular condition. And you're going to see peoples in all the countries and how they are reacting or responding to what is happening and to what they're being told. You're going to become aware of their consciousness, their emotional body, and you are witnessing how the animals are responding and reacting to the world condition. Now, we're also going to shift the vision to what is really occurring spiritually on the other side, from the place of where the masters sit, from where the angels are, and other beings of light from other galaxies and star systems. And you are seeing the interplay of energies between the different star systems, the hierarchy, the angelic kingdom, and how they are affecting change upon the planet. And the real divine purpose of this confinement, shall we say, upon the planet. And you are noticing where there is resistance upon the planet within the humans, and where there is openness. You will see where there is light being anchored upon the planet, and where there is still places of great stagnation, conflict, and darkness. And you're seeing the interplay of the light and the dark. You are seeing the divine plan in action. Now you are still maintaining neutrality and being the voyager. And place yourself in the position of an ascended master as an example. That vibration. And being a clear and perfect channel for the light in this position, you may now call forth according to your soul to be a clear and perfect channel for divine intervention, the infusing upon the planet of unconditional love, of grace, of blessings, of compassion, and channel it to wherever you are directed into the planetary grid, into the core of the Earth, into specific countries and cities and governments, individuals and groups. To nature herself, Gaia. And to all, shall we will call them, misguided technology that is upon the planet, that we would call chemtrails, 5G networks, Wi-Fi, artificial intelligence, all of that. Envision in your soul body how you want the world to be and how you want to live in this new earth, being a free soul able to create divine destiny. Envision the power of love circling the earth, moving into all countries upon the planet, into all of the governments, medicine, politics, banking. And channeling the power of grace to all those that appear to be in deep suffering, confusion, anxiety, stress, and pain. Channeling the power to awake from the dream, from the old matrix. The power to awaken. The power to see the truth beyond the illusion. Channeling to the earth and humanity the power of truth, God's truth. All right, let that continue on its own. We're going to shift one more perspective now. All right, we're going to focus into that secret valley in the Himalayas where the Vesak Festival occurs once a year on the full moon in Taurus. And there you will see the gathering of masters and the teachers that have gathered there. Feel the energy of this beautiful valley that points northeast in direction towards the rising of the super full moon. And all those in the valley are holding specific positions, physical positions, in deep meditative, prayerful state, building the energies of communion, holding the light, for the Buddha to appear as a point of light that gets bigger and bigger and bigger and begins to supersede the super full moon, until the whole valley and the mountains on the sides of the valley are illuminated with this beautiful divine radiation. And as the Buddha begins to make his appearance, he is showing everyone the way, the direct way to Source. He is holding that open channel of communion to the one God. Merge with his vibration. Merge with the light. Hear the chanting. Feel the power of the sacred water that is upon the altar, upon this beautiful stone that is being blessed. Feel the mind of Buddha in your mind. Feel the heart of Buddha in your heart. And receiving from Source that divine signature, that sublime frequency, that God frequency that heals all pain in the mind and in the heart. And hear your soul chanting the great invocation. That beautiful prayer for the earth and for humanity. Feel the light illuminating your whole mind. Casting away all illusions. Feeling that illumination within the heart. Healing all sorrow. And misgivings. The Buddha is asking everyone to keep this vision in their heart, in their mind. It doesn't have to disappear and go away. It can be a living presence in your incarnation and in your soul body, in your I Am. the living light has been ignited to another level. Receive now the blessings from the Buddha. We ask that his blessings be extended to your family and ancestors and pets and all those that you love and care about upon the earth plane. And into the grid system of the planet. Into your city, in your state, in your country. And deep into the earth, into the layers of the earth, into inner earth, into the very core, to the 12th, 13th dimensions of the earth. To the 144,000 levels of Gaia. Now, before we leave this beautiful valley, in the center of this ceremony, that's sitting upon this beautiful sacred rock, is a bowl of blessed water. And in your light body, in your soul body, you may come and receive a blessing of this water upon your crown. Feel it go deep into your soul body, resonating all the way down to your physical body, affecting your brain, your nervous system, and your heart. And look around and see those masters in the valley that you know. Your colleagues, your friends, some from long ago and some from the future, your soul family. Greet them. Reconnect. Remember. Remember. Now, time to say goodbye to the valley. Going to return back to your physical body here on the earth. Going to bring back to your body the light and the remembrance of who you are. coming back gradually back to your physical body, coming back into your room, gently settling into your body. Now anchor the light in your feet chakras, into all of the toes, into all of the joints in the toes, releasing any stiffness in the toes, releasing the inflammation, the achiness, infusing all of your toe joints with the light, all the nerves in the feet, all of the bones from your ankles all the way through all of your feet. Allow the blessings of your feet, your beautiful feet, now breathe this light through your nervous system, through all the channels in your spine, through all nooks and crannies in your brain. Into your blood, into your whole skeletal system, all of your joints, all of your fingers, all of the finger joints and the wrist joints. Let go of the stress in the hands and the fingers and the wrists. Move it into your ankles, your knees, your pelvic joints, your rib cage, your shoulder joints, your elbows, all of your cranial bones, your nose, your ears, now let's focus at the base of the spine. Now take a slow, deep breath and really ground your incarnation upon the planets while keeping these heightened states of expanded awareness. I am here, I am now, I am. Feeling as if your heart chakra is healing from all of the trauma of this lifetime, including birth, babyhood, early childhood, in utero. Feeling as if your base chakra is strong, is flexible, and empowered. Okay, let's breathe and bring awareness to the base of the skull. You're going to allow an adjustment of your C1, C2 vertebrae energetically. Stay completely relaxed. Allow C1, C2 to naturally adjust back to its original point of center before the illusion and before the veiling. And then allow all the other vertebrae to naturally adjust to this adjustment. And allowing your eight cells of creation at your sacrum to adjust to the C1, C2 adjustment. In divine right timing, naturally, effortlessly, graciously. Okay, let's take a deep breath together. Job well done. Let's give gratitude and thanks to the Buddha, to Gaia, to the Masters, to Sanat Kumara, Metatron, our star brothers and sisters. To your guides. We're going to ask for your guardian angel to receive this blessing from this activation. As well as your pets and your inner child. It's now time for your inner child to be free. Breathing deeply the light. Feeling the power of the great invocation in your bones. Coming back with more life force energy, greater focus, calm, centeredness. Coming back more inspired, with more joy and more love for self. Knowing compassion is the great healer for humanity. So when you're ready, slowly open the eyes, gently stretch, remembering to drink some water in a few minutes. And if you need to go out into the world tonight, make sure you're fully grounded and focused. Become aware of your hand chakras. Your feet chakras. The base of your spine. Feeling the space around your body. Now bring in the truth shield and put it in your aura, the truth shield. Where only truth can enter into your personal space. Everything else will be deflected. Only truth and love can enter your personal space. And only truth and love will radiate from your space. We're also going to ask you to call in your comedy team for this week so they can bring in some levity and humor, funniness. And use this meditation, the energies of this, as you go to sleep each night to create again that clear and perfect channel back to Source. Thank you for your attendance. Thank you for your love and support. We hope to see you on the next Planetary Light Meditation call. Be blessed. Be quick, but don't hurry. Blessings from Asheville.